Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. Congress returns to work today from a two-week recess, and the nation's economic health is front and center. Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, and David Nather, health policy reporter for Political Pro, are here to discuss what's ahead. There's a lot of moving parts here. Mary Agnes, let's start with the Biden Commission, the Biden Deficit Commission, and the Gang of Six.
Right.
Who are they and what are they supposed to be doing?
The Gang of Six is a group of three Republicans and three Democrats. They've been meeting for months in the Senate to try to find an agreement, a bipartisan agreement, on how to reduce the deficit. Several members of the Gang of Six were part of President Obama's Deficit Commission. The thought is they're working off that roadmap that the commission put out. The head of the Gang of Six, Kent Conrad, the Senate Budget Committee chairman, has talked about that they're extremely close. These folks have been meeting for months. They've been talking to each other over the recess. The thought is that they could come out with some sort of budget blueprint as early as this week.
And none of these conversations can take place, of course, without some discussion of what to do with the big health care programs, Medicare and Medicaid.
Absolutely.
Do we have any sense yet of what direction those kinds of talks will be heading in?
Well, it's unclear. If you go back and look at the deficit reduction panel that they were previously on, they talked about, could you limit the growth in Medicare spending? Could you have a premium support model? Again, Paul Ryan in the House Republican, has put out a premium support model. It's under a lot of fire. But could there be another way to do that? They could look at those areas or other areas of Medicare spending and try to find some compromise. Now, you talked about another panel that's kicking in. That's the Vice President's panel. Vice President Biden is going to convene that panel this week. It's got members from the House and members from the Senate. They're supposed to come out with a plan by June. We'll see how that fares. But as we know, the Gang of Six has been meeting for a longer period of time and could move forward a little bit earlier.
The Wall Street Journal reported today there's a long story on the Gang of Six. And in it was written, the Gang of Six is likely to shape the national debate, whatever they come up with. Is it really the preeminent group in this, David? And how do all these moving parts intersect?
Well, it's going to be a high-profile group just for the fact that it's a half-and-half group of senators, most with some prominent reputations. But remember, if they come out with something, they can help to shape the debate, but you already have these two high-profile deficit plans on the table right now, Paul Ryan's and President Obama's. And these are just the official ones. You know, that's not even counting the deficit commission one. Now, if the Biden commission comes in and does its own thing as well, that becomes potentially one more idea to add to the mix. What you have to remember, though, is these are such potentially huge changes to Medicare and Medicaid, the big entitlement programs. That it makes you wonder how much they can accomplish right now or would want to accomplish with a presidential election coming up. You know, there are certainly, you know, smaller things they can do that can kind of get them on the path to reducing spending in those entitlement programs. But are the conditions really there for a full-fledged agreement on both of those programs? That's really unclear right now.
What is your answer to that? Is the time ripe for a full-fledged big debate that concludes in some kind of action? What is the mood on the Hill?
The big moves for legislative moves, the biggest things tend to happen in the off-election years. To David's point, we do have a presidential election next year. We do have members of Congress and parties fighting. Both parties are fighting for control. So to your point, why cut a deal? Why would any Republican want to give the president or Democrats a victory in carving out a deficit reduction deal now? But that said, we've read all these comments. We've heard members of both parties talking about their concerns, not only theirs, but their constituents, about the deficit, about the debt. And they also know how Congress works, that to get this kind of consensus, you need to get it now. We're pretty far out from that 2012 election. That is the only, I believe it was Judd Gregg who said this in one of the stories today, a former senator, former budget committee chair, that this is the time now to reach this deal. So it's a very complicated mix of policy and politics and maneuvering and where will they end up. There's a possibility of it happening, but the politics really make it tough.
But are there any hard and fast deadlines by which Congress must do something?
Well, if they're going to do something that gets attached to the debt limit increase, it has to happen sometime between May and July. May is when they really start considering July is about the end point where Treasury Secretary Geithner said that's about
accounting tricks.
That's it. That's about can't juggle the money anymore. So, whatever they're going to do, if it's part of the debt limit increase, has to be then. Now, is it going to be, again, is it going to be full-fledged, or is it going to be sort of a down payment toward longer-term talks to really restructure Medicare and Medicaid? Or is it something sort of general, like let's put in, perhaps an overall spending cap, mm-hmm. by which time, this is kind of the way the deficit commission that Simpson and Bowles did. If you put that kind of limit in place,
legislating for future lawmakers.
Yeah, in other words, we'll try to put this limit in place, and we'll hope that we can live below it. If we go above it, then it's time for Congress to consider the kinds of things that we can't agree on. There are ways to do that. Something like that could be seen as a down payment. You put that on the debt limit increase. That might make some people satisfied that at least Congress is starting to talk about it. But the absolute best conditions for this kind of controversial action, it usually happens in the year right after a big presidential election.
And speaking of members of Congress beginning to talk about it, some of them, the leaders, a bipartisan group, are supposed to be at the White House tonight, Monday night, for a dinner with the president. Originally, of course, this was, I think, intended to be initial discussions about the budget, about spending, about deficit reduction. How much of it might be taken over by the events of the past 24 hours? President Obama, of course, announcing that Osama bin Laden had been killed.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of conversation about that. It's a pivotal moment for everyone in America, for the president and for Congress. But I think they will soon return to much of this discussion about the debt and the deficit. As David noted, that raising the debt ceiling, that's a real pressure point. Mm-hmm. And so to get Congress to agree to something by July, here we are at the beginning of May, it's really turning up the heat.
Not a lot of time left.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Thank you both so much. David Nather of Political Pro and Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.